today's home prices and low interest rates have many people entering the real estate market. Some of them are first-time buyers. Some are repeat buyers. And there are plenty of investors out there as well. But no matter what kind of transaction you're planning, you need the best possible partner on your side, a realtor with local market knowledge. But today we want to take that a step further and talk about something that's very, very important to realtors, their clients, and every transaction they do, and that is the Realtor Code of Ethics. Have you ever heard of that? It's not just a code. It is a way of doing business. It's a comprehensive set of professional standards that teaches and guides every realtor in America and how to do every transaction with the utmost honesty, integrity, and fairness to everyone involved. And our next guest is an expert in the Realtor Code of Ethics. He's Bruce Eit. He's an attorney and realtor who is a longtime member of the NAR's Professional Standards Committee. Bruce is the Senior Vice President and General Counsel at Prudential Alliance Realtors in St. Louis, Missouri, and he's received one of the NAR's highest honors, the Distinguished Service Award. Bruce, welcome to Real Estate Today. How are you?
Very good. Thanks, Gil. Appreciate it.
Good. Appreciate your being here. Let's start at the beginning. The Realtor Code of Ethics was founded 100 years ago, and in 2013, we're celebrating its centennial. Tell us about the code and why it's important.
Well, one of the things that it really highlights the Code of Ethics is that history and that tradition that it has. And as you said, it's the centennial of the code. And when you think about when the code was first founded in 1913, it's pretty remarkable that a group of realtors back at that time sought to go out and actually put together a set of standards which, in fact, were primarily for the protection of the public. And that continues today. When you look at our Code of Ethics today, you can see that it is primarily focused on protection of the public and our duties to both our clients and customers and to the public in general. So it really does, as you said, set the standards for the industry and has done so for many, many years, but was very unique when we started because realtors were very much out there in the forefront of this whole idea of consumer protection.
Well, what's in it? What's actually in it?
It has a whole series of a set of standards. There are articles in the code. There are standards of practice in the code. Some of our most important articles and standards deal with protecting and promoting the interests of the public, protecting and promoting our clients. And then in addition to that, regardless of what our relationship is, being honest with all parties. And then we have obligations of disclosure that are in the code for matters related to property defects, matters related to the transaction itself, and a whole series of standards really looking to the consumer so that the consumer knows that when they're dealing with a realtor, they're dealing with somebody who, in fact, sets a higher standard in their practice than somebody who's not a realtor.
Yeah, and let's talk specifically about some of what that means to home buyers, home sellers, homeowners across America. I mean, what should they know about the Realtor Code of Ethics?
Well, they should know that it's there for primarily for their protection, but also that their realtor pledges to handle their transaction in a professional way that lives up to the standards of the code, as I mentioned, protection of the promoting their interests, these kinds of fiduciary obligations, competence in their field of practice. This all brings a realtor to the table who is practiced and knows what the consumer should be looking for today, whether as a listing broker or as a buyer's agent, as a tenant rep in a commercial transaction, has the background and the knowledge to know what, in fact, is a successful transaction for buyers, sellers, landlords, and tenants.
You know, it's interesting. I understand a lot of states around the country have really taken most or all of the elements of this code of ethics and actually used them to develop their actual laws for real estate agents.
Yeah, exactly right. In fact, The code of ethics existed before any license laws in the country were created, and many of the license laws, in fact, were based upon principles and concepts in the code, and that continues to today. So recently we've been addressing in the code issues related to social media, issues related to truth in advertising in electronic communications, texting and websites and things like that. And now we're starting to see, since we've been addressing those the last 3 or 4 years, we're starting to see states, in fact, put these things into their license laws and their rules and regulations and things like that. So, yeah, the code tends to be in the forefront of setting standards for the industry.
And continues to evolve. Bruce Eit is Senior Vice President, General Counsel for Prudential Alliance Realtors in St. Louis, a member of the NAR's Professional Standards Committee. Bruce, thank you so much for being with us in real estate today and explaining the code of ethics that all realtors follow each and every day. Thank you.
Thank you, Gil. Appreciate it.
Coming up on Real Estate Today, more tips on how to make sure this year you sell that house.